Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
You know, sometimes you hear a story that just gets under your skin. This one feels a bit different, less like just a story, more like something we've kind of stumbled into ourselves. We're doing a deep dive today into a really bizarre architectural puzzle. It comes from the ruins of Broadwell State Hospital down in Georgia. Think of this as opening a haunted architecture file. Mm-hmm. And you're about to see the blueprints. Well, they don't add up.
Hmm. And Broadwell already has such a heavy history, doesn't it? It was shut down, back in 81 after all those really disturbing reports surfaced? Abuse, disappearances.
Yeah.
Then it was just left for decades.
Exactly. Decades of just silence and decay.
Yeah.
Until, and this is based on the fragmented accounts we've managed to piece together, and it's where things get properly weird. Some urban explorers way back in 1909 apparently found something impossible. In one of the old, forgotten wings, picture it. A room, completely furnished. Iron bed, a vintage armchair looked old, but used lamps hanging there.
Like someone had just left.
Right.
It felt occupied. But here's the kicker. The original hospital floor plans, they show nothing. No room in that spot at all.
An architectural impossibility. So right from the start, we're dealing with something that actively contradicts the map, the documented reality.
Yeah.
It's like a glitch in the building's code almost.
And it just gets stranger. This wasn't, you know, a one-time thing. These explorers, every time they went back to that wing, the room was there.
Yeah.
Same unsettlingly quiet feel.
Yeah.
Same weird smell. The sources never quite describe it, just that it was consistent and kind of off. Same furniture. But, and this is the real mind bender, the location changed every single time.
Wait, the same room?
The exact same impossible room. It's just showing up in a different hallway. One visit, it's near where a storage closet should be. The next, it's suddenly next to old patient rooms.
Wow. Okay. So a persistent anomaly, but it's spatially unmoored, untethered. If we're creating this like a haunted architecture file, the very foundations are literally shifting beneath our feet. It pulls you in two directions straight away, doesn't it? Is this some kind of psychic thing, like residue clinging to the place, replaying something, or is it more fundamental, a breakdown in the building's structure, or even reality itself in that spot?
Right. And then they tried to document it, you know, get proof. That's when things went from just strange to, well, actively hostile, almost. Camera after camera just died.
Died how?
Batteries drained instantly. Screens just froze solid. Sometimes lenses would fog up for no reason. It was like the room itself just did not want to be seen.
Mm. A resistance to being recorded. That's
cool.
That's a really interesting detail. It suggests something more than just, you know, a visual trick. It points towards some kind of active interference. If you're leaning towards that psychic imprint idea, maybe trying to capture it disrupts the energy somehow.
Maybe.
But if you think about a technological cause, well, that kind of targeted malfunction is a big clue.
There was one exception, though. Just one. An old analog camera. You know, the kind with actual film tape. It managed to grab maybe a few seconds of footage. Just fleeting seconds.
Yeah.
Before the tape inside, it physically burned out. Like, melted.
Burned out. Wow. And what did it show? Did they see anything in those few seconds?
It did. It showed a figure. Described as shadowy. Apparently seated in that vintage armchair.
A shadowy figure. So, a visual confirmation, however brief, of something being there, but shadowy leaves a lot open, doesn't it? Was it like a solid shape hidden in poor light or something less physical?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But wait, because it gets even weirder. On the wall in this impossible room, there was a mirror.
Okay.
And in that split second of footage they captured, the reflection in the mirror showed the armchair completely empty.
Empty.
Just the silent room reflected back.
Whoa. Okay, so the camera sees a figure, but the mirror in the same shot shows nothing.
Yep.
That's a direct contradiction. Yeah. Caught on film, even for a moment. In our haunted architecture file, that mirror is a seriously unsettling piece of evidence. It makes you question everything. What was really there? Was the camera compromised? Was the mirror compromised?
Okay, let's really try and unpack this. Two main angles seem possible, right? First, Broadwell. It was reportedly a place of terrible suffering. Could this room be a kind of memory trap?
A memory trap, like an echo.
Yeah, like intense events from the past somehow got imprinted onto the environment, stuck on repeat. But then, how does a memory physically move around a building? That's the sticking point.
Well, the idea of residual psychic energy isn't new in paranormal circles. Locations absorbing and replaying events like a tape recorder. But yeah, the mobility, that's tough for that theory. It usually assumes a fixed location. A moving room suggests something more dynamic, maybe less passive.
Which brings us to the other possibility, maybe less expected. Could it be some kind of failed technology, like tech containment gone wrong?
Failed tech, but the timeline feels off, doesn't it? They found this in 1909, you said.
Yeah, 1909.
And the hospital closed in 81. We don't usually think of, you know, advanced containment tech being experimented with that early, let alone failing and just being left behind.
Unless. Maybe that specific older wing wasn't just standard hospital space. What if it was used for something? Clandestine. Even back then,
yeah.
Early experiments, maybe crude attempts at surveillance or some kind of containment field that just went haywire, failed, got written off, and abandoned inside the walls.
It's a leap. But if you entertain that, then the shifting locations could be what? A symptom of this localized tech anomaly. Maybe a malfunctioning device projecting the room's image or perception in different spots. Or gosh, even physically moving something within hidden crawl spaces not on the main plans.
And the camera problems. That burned out tape.
That could fit. An energy surge, maybe? Or some kind of electromagnetic field interfering with electronics, especially recording devices. It would explain why it was so targeted.
So the figure in the chair and the empty mirror, could they be glitches, like unintended projections from this hypothetical tech?
Yeah.
Or maybe errors in how it was registering reality.
The tape burning out feels significant, too. Like, the energy involved was intense. Destructive, even.
Yeah, it wasn't just draining batteries. It was physically damaging the recording medium. That targeted effect, only when trying to film inside the room. It does make you lean away from just a simple haunting, doesn't it?
It points towards something more active, maybe even reactive.
Let's go back to the things that didn't change, though. Those consistent elements, the iron bed, that specific armchair, the lamps, that persistent, weird smell, and the feeling always that someone had just been there.
Right. Those stable details are key clues. They stayed the same no matter where the room appeared. If this was purely psychological, like a shared hallucination, you'd expect variations, inconsistencies. The fixed details suggest something tangible, even if it's inexplicable.
And the mirror. God, the mirror. Showing nothing while the camera caught something. Does that mean the figure wasn't really there in a physical sense? Or maybe it was there, but in a different temporal state, slightly out of sync so the reflection didn't catch it.
Or, going back to the tech idea, maybe the recording process itself was flawed by the interference. Capturing an artifact while the mirror showed the true state, it's baffling.
And you mentioned the eerie silence earlier, too. That feels important. Abandoned places aren't usually truly silent.
No, they creak, groan, wind whistles. A profound silence suggests something else, almost like sound itself was being actively suppressed or absorbed by whatever this phenomenon was.
So why? Why these unchanging specific details? The furniture, the smell inside this completely unstable shifting reality, whether it's a psychic echo or a tech glitch, why manifest with such precision? Such consistency.
That's the core puzzle, isn't it? The stubborn consistency within the chaos. Both theories, the memory trap, and the failed tech hit serious roadblocks trying to explain everything we've heard. The mobility challenges the psychic idea. The timeline challenges the tech idea.
So we're left with this genuine enigma right there in the ruins of Broadwell, an impossible room that wanders through the decay, actively fighting being documented.
Yeah.
It's just a stark reminder, I guess, that even in architecture, something supposedly solid and predictable, these deep mysteries can still exist.
A space playing by its own rules, outside our normal understanding of, well, anything space, time, perception, that burned out tape is like a final defiant message.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into the haunted architecture of Broadwell, there's really only one question left hanging in the air. It kind of refuses to go away. What kind of room doesn't want to be recorded?
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.